What's up, Spillers? Welcome back to Sisterly Spill Podcast. I'm here, Josephine Roger, with my dear bestie.
Marcy, of course. I'm in the building.
As always, you never disappoint to show up. She actually pushes me quite a lot to record. Sometimes me nakwanga na uzembe, but Marcy's like, girl, consistency matters. Show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here. We're showing up. We're ready to give you some good, juicy content today, and it's going to be good.
Yes. I'm very ready. I'm very ready. Are you ready?
I am. The experiences are just in my head, and I'm like, girl, I have to get this out. I have to share this kind of emotional turmoil I've been going through with this kind of topic. My life has been a story to tell, and so has yours.
You need to write a book.
Make a movie, actually. A series, you know?
It's about to go down.
But today's topic is more around the codes that lie in friendships, right?
Crossing the line, baby.
Oh, how do you know you've crossed the line when it comes to friendship relations? Friendship dynamics, when do you know you've crossed the line? Or rather, how can you tell your friend has crossed the line?
Yeah.
Shut up, everybody. Listen.
And when we talk about crossing the line, we're not even looking at so much at petty things like, oh, mara alini tu si mahali.
Chukulia bairo.
Yeah, nata ineza kwa too extreme. That would be so petty, but that's not what we're even talking about.
No.
We are talking in terms of exes. In terms relationships.
Where?
The dating scene gets messier and messier by the day. It's messy!
And we've seen that when it comes to our influences, also the socialites, who have seen people kosana because of, oh, you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
You started talking to the person who they refer as the ex.
Yeah.
So when are you crossing the line?
Have you ever crossed the line before?
Have I? I think I am a girl's girl.
So you've never crossed the line?
I don't.
Really?
Mimi, by the way, ukiniambia justice, ayo niambia, by the sitaki uongeleshe, mtumi siongei naye.
Ni hivyo tu.
I'm a girl's girl. I think that's why. And I know you've realized it.
Yeah, I've seen you actually be that. Oh my God. Sometimes I even beg you to just lay low, kidogo, cause buana. I am feeling awkward. I have to try and like make this person know that you're not that much of a protective person.
I am actually when it comes to people that I care about. And if my friend is going through some, don't come to me. Mm. But you, have you experienced it?
I think I'm a victim.
You're a victim.
No, I think if I've crossed the line, I didn't know I was crossing the line.
Yeah.
Cause I am a big person on girl code.
Yeah.
When it comes to rules and boundaries, I am that type of person. If you're dating someone, I try to make sure that I'm not close to that person.
It's supposed to be a rule.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
An unwritten one.
It's just funny. Utapata tu kuna wasichana funny. Yani, let me just talk about women, because I understand women better than men.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll just find this marafiki zako. I don't know ni kujifanya. How are you? They just like the guy. Chiniamaji.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Josie Mia will come and start chikaing with your boyfriend.
No. Mm-mm. And I mean, that's something that you'd find high schoolers and people in campus doing, but I don't think there's any mature person above 25 who would actually start making moves or throw some hints to your person, knowing very well that you're in a serious relationship with this person.
My lord, are you under?
I love
who
you.
Are you?
Who are you?
Who raised you?
Who sent you? It's like you were sent to just kill my relationship. Ebu, stay away from me. That is not friendship. Let me tell you, someone who has the guts to actually throw hints at your person, that person is not a friend. That is not a friend. That is somebody who was sent by Satan to come and destroy your relationship.
Hey.
Because it doesn't...
Traumatized, man.
Hey, the pain I've gone through. But me, I think the pain I've gone through is vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's not a friend even crushing or hitting on my guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of the guy hitting on my friends.
Kufinish kumalondo kudonjo kudunda nandio tunadunda kudonjo.
Now that one, ata tukiongea sayi ata sistangu wapa, she can bear me witness. She has been a victim of those circumstances. The guys who hit on me, they come, it's like they usually aim for her and then they come and try with me because I look like a soft one, the easygoing one, wanakuja wanakatia, and boom. Later on, Masia kwa like, girl, so leko unakatiwa na wewe kijana, mbona kwa inbox yangu?
No, I remember that story of this guy.
Yeah.
Is this Adam?
Yes.
Sadam wakapeleka sister yangu mdogo out.
Uriya kale!
Literally. And now, akaanza kumuulizia about me. And this girl,
imagine,
ended up coming to me. You know, men can make you hate your friends for no reason.
They will live in the desert dry without water.
Josie was like, that guy was bad for you.
He was, because I remember he was hitting on me and he was making moves on me, active moves. Actually, he was doing it so actively.
Yeah, even then, for vacation.
Right? And then, while we're actually vacationing, this guy has the guts to ask me about my friend. Tiana kuangaje, by the way. Anafanya nini. Atiana jo, by the way, tuneza hangout na ye, nezita mabishti wangu to hangout kiwa sisi wote. You remember that time? But turns out, it wasn't necessarily that he wanted to, like, hook you up with someone, like a friend of his. Yeah. He wanted to just have you close. Gosh. Let me tell you, when things went south with this guy and I decided to walk away,
mm-hmm.
and he walked away,
mm-hmm.
no sooner than let me tell you, he reached out to Masi.
Akaniambia tuende Mombasa. After me to msichana wetu Mombasa.
Akasema,
can we go to Mombasa? Like, motherfucker.
The only thing I can change about myself is about having two or three girlfriends, you know? Because I like girls a lot. I can't lie to you.
I'm not even
Are you freaking serious? And you know, we are so close. So definitely he knows you're going to tell me. You are going to come and tell me that, yo, he reached out to me and told me that we should do this and that. And you're so serious about this. I felt like I can't even tell you what I felt at that particular point in time. But I was like, how dare you? You know this woman is close to me. At least kama unataka katia mtu mwingine, katia mtu mwingine ukonje. But don't come to my friend.
Mm.
But one thing I love about how you handled that situation is that you were completely elusive.
No, nilimwambia tu ndio tufanye nini. Simi nimefikiria umetoka juzi na Josephine.
Uongo. I'm so sure he didn't even feel shame.
Guys, people perceive me as a very innocent person.
Yeah.
Very nice. But yeah. I'm very mean. I'm very mean in a nice way. Let me just be honest with you. Because I told him, si ulitoka juzi na Josephine.
Yeah, you were like, no, I'm not going to hide that from you. And I think he didn't expect you to have such guts to tell him that. And that's why he was able to just ask you, thinking that he could just swing from me and go right into you.
Somebody told me men are nuisance.
Yeah.
Men are a nuisance. So you have to pick your nuisance.
If you're all nuisances, I don't want any nuisance in my life. And they're living men. And you guys are coming to just bring more weight.
But I thank God for me. My friends are girls.
Yeah.
Ever. Maybe one time. Mm. One time is I was a girls, but kiliniramba.
Yeah.
Msichana akafikiria me, I wanted the boyfriend, but I didn't want the boyfriend. Me, I will come and tell you, yo, this man of yours is not it.
Mm. And he's reaching out to me.
Yeah, will
That's
you?
What I love about you, because you usually tell it directly.
If you want to talk to me, talk to me direct. Don't go through the corners.
Like, I will
show you even messages.
Everything. She will even send screenshots. Everything.
It's funny, even up to now, if somebody wants to hit on Josie, they will come use me. Or if somebody wants to hit on me, they will use Josie. It's so funny, and we're friends. Like,
you know.
Like, ninini muna jaribugu kufanya?
Let me tell you, they've tried separating us. It's like they try to just come and interfere with our friendship for some
reason.
Even
Gaddafi.
Everyone. You remember Gaddafi? Yeah, he started with you. And then after you just kicked him to the curb and decided that you didn't want to go down that path, he now started like making some small moves on me. I'm like, bro, don't you know we discuss you? You're literally a topic in one of our conversations. Like, why are you even trying this? Definitely we're going to spill all the tea on everything you've been doing. And then he never stops. Right?
But there's just unwritten rules. Just that
girlfriendships.
Oh, that's just...
Not even girlfriendships just alone. Mm. Let's just say friendships generally.
Generally.
When it comes to relationships, I feel like there has to be that line. It's invisible, yeah, but you need to have it there.
You don't need to cross the line, Josie. For example, Mimi, if right now I'm dating and we become a group.
Yeah.
When we break up, I expect you to break up and don't continue the friendship with my ex, because me, we are done. If you're not doing that, then you're not my friend. You have to pick.
Yeah, you pick a side. Lazima tuongee bwana. But then I do know that for sure. Mm. Like, you have to pick a side. At the end of the day, you can't be friends with both.
Mm-mm.
It becomes so heavy, so you need to understand which side you're staying with.
Because
ata kama may break up on mutual, venye watu wasemanga to be broken up on mutual grounds, nothing bad happened. Even though that's the case, you'll have to pick a side. Is it your friend or is it the other guy?
But do you believe that?
Hey. So, it can be a bit blurry. The lies can be a bit blurry.
The lies.
Because.
The lies just.
No, because let me draw you this situation, for example. In my case, I know for sure I wouldn't necessarily judge directly why someone is remaining a friend to a friend's ex.
Am I not supposed to talk to my friends? Is that a crime in Kenya today?
Because I will judge you.
Because, well, honestly, let me say this. So I will use this example of my cousin. My cousin broke up with this guy. They didn't break up on bad terms. It was more like they grew apart. Or rather, my cousin is the one who kind of basically grew away from him. So this guy, we had developed a friendship. Became friends, and while they were dating, of course, we had that brother sister friendship, but now they broke up. I was so confused. I'm like, yes, these two, they didn't break up on bad terms. My cousin is the one who initiated the breakup.
Maybe there's nothing like that. You're lying to us, Josie.
No, I'm not lying. Like, for example, she's the one who broke up with him, and he was my friend while they were dating. So in this case, the guy didn't do anything wrong. He really loved her. He really treated her nicely, but it didn't work out. So she walked away. He decided to respect that and also walk away. So in my mind, I'm like, am I going to cut off this friendship because this guy and my cousin are no longer dating? It didn't make sense to me.
I know, yeah.
It becomes heavy and complicated at that point in time, because that's now a genuine friendship that you have with the guy. Of course, there's a boundary.
There's no genuine friendship.
Wait, between who and
let
who?
Me tell you something, Mimi. I will tell you how it is. That was your cousin.
Yeah.
Despite wakwe wameachana in good terms or wherever, if the lady is not talking to the guy, you have no right to talk to him, because it's her who introduced you to the guy.
True.
We don't really care about the friendship that came in between, because at the end of the day, it ended to a breakup. Now your cousin atakukasirikia. Hata kama hakuambi, back in her mind, atashinda ameambia the friends.
Oh my
that,
God.
Oh, you know. And sometimes it comes back to you.
Uko tayari kukufa.
The karma is a bitch. Because no, when you get a boyfriend, for example, now you have Eric.
Yeah.
And then I'm just there with Eric.
Like, or afterwards. No, I feel like it depends with how we broke up. Wait a minute. No, actually, I don't really mean that, because I'm trying to imagine if an ex of mine, when you took a break up on bad terms, I killed my best in a friend of mine, that would make me feel some type of way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It would make me feel some type of way. But do you think it can actually work if there are boundaries, like no meeting, no hanging out, texting each other like once in a while, saying hi to each other is maybe okay?
Me, just if you say hi, I will say hi, but don't be the one initiating and sending reels and memes at
that is very bad,
because now your cousin will be looking at you on a certain level. Na hata I could introduce to another guy.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I will spill it all right here. I got you guys. I got you.
And me, first off, yani mimi acha niambie, Josie, don't come for me in friendships with my guy.
I wouldn't. I laugh even when I'm talking about my cousin's situation. Aki nongelelea high school. Tulezea high school. We were young. We were young. And that one is the only situation I can actually highlight as the only one where I feel like the lines were blurry. Because, of course, it started when we were in high school. But I've noticed that even in the previous years, our bond has kind of reduced.
Yeah.
Because that's how I want it to be. I don't want it to be close. It's something I went on letting go pole pole. But I didn't want to, like, go away from him cold turkey, like shut him out and off.
Of course, it felt bad. No, you can't shut him off like that. You just need to make yourself clear. Now you've broken up with my friend or my cousin or my family.
Yeah.
Mimi, I have to cut down this conversation or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But Mimi, I will never come to my friends. Even my friends know that. I will never form a friendship with their boyfriend or their husband. What am I doing? Unadu?
Yeah. But let me tell you, when I was younger, I didn't know any better that. As in, I knew, of course, I wouldn't be close to anyone's, a friend's partner.
But now will you?
Definitely not.
Exactly.
That's why I'm telling you, like, this one is a high school thing. Tuyeke kando, hiyo nayo ilikuwa imeanzia kitambo. That one's a specific. I just wanted to make sure that at least we know that it has happened to me before where I knew I crossed that line.
Okay.
And I was trying to rectify it. And I know many of us maybe have even encountered such situations where you're not sure how to really work about it or go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we learn, we grow and learn. Right now, I know for sure, Masi ukipata boyfriend, I will keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of ajaribu kukukosea, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, I want to keep my distance, safe distance. Ndio akikukosea, I have the right to do something about it.
Because me, I usually believe, if right now when you're in a relationship, it's me who is seeing Eric.
Yeah.
You know you're blinded with love. Oh, you're not seeing shit.
Yeah, you're just in love.
So, Mimi, if I become friends with this guy, I will not see anything.
Yeah.
Nitakuwa tu naachilia anenda na cheat na lala nje. Then me, I'll just be like, oh, not sure he's a good guy.
You know? But your friends are usually there to keep you in check.
Yeah.
And that's why that line should never be crossed. Mm-mm. And that's why there's that code. But there's this other complicated matter.
Mm-hmm.
When a baby mama is involved with... that is a whole topic on its own. Let me tell you, that's a whole topic on its own. But in this case, let's say, for example, you're dating a man.
Mm.
This man has a baby mama. Mika beshte yako, niko na opinions
zangu.
I don't want it to have a man who has a baby, to be very honest. It will behave on me because at the end of the day, I have this notion in my head and I don't think it will ever change.
Mm-hmm.
That a man... with a baby mama, will always put baby mama first. In front of you. You know, there's no way you're ever going to come first. It's her and the baby. Mostly the baby, but she's also entangled.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way he's going to be able to separate them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you even navigate? Have you ever been in such a situation?
Let
me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I will not lie. The way I loved this guy, only gods.
You didn't want my to gods, know.
Eh? My gods, wanajua. But I loved the guy.
Yes.
But he had a baby.
And did he tell you this before you fell in love with him or it came after?
It came...
Nipos not clarity. Mkia kwa kitanda muko like... na by then niko na mtoto.
Nikasema, you know what? Tutajulia huko mbele, babe.
I can't even imagine. How do you even tell me afterwards? Like, don't tell me after.
Because
now I won't let you go.
But it's so hard to deal with a baby daddy, to be honest. It's very, very, very hard. Because he puts this child... mbele. Ever.
Yeah.
Because that is his life.
Did he ever introduce you to the kid?
I si kukubali kufika hapo because now, you know, there's some steps with this baby daddy that you have to follow.
Yeah.
And also you as a girlfriend, you unafujwe.
Nah.
Like una steps. You just can't and go to the house and yo.
You see, that's the complication. You feel like you're sharing your man with someone else all the time. Even though maybe they're genuinely loyal to you, but you can never really be sure. Because let's first put this out there. This man was in love with this woman. Before shit hit the fan, this guy was in love with this woman genuinely.
And
so,
and funny thing is, baby mama akijua anadit. Hey.
Ni hivo.
Iko kila sa, mtoto anataka kwenda swimming.
I know.
Mtoto. And you're like, okay.
Women are jealous creatures. Ata tuachane na wanaume. Wanawake ni worse. Because honestly, she knows she doesn't even probably want you back. But because there's another woman, especially when you're so beautiful, when you're in that man's life, she will make your life a living hell. Atampigia midnight, mtoto hana maziwa. Kesho asubuhi mapema anakupigia. Alafu siku ingine weekend anakuambia mtoto anakumisa, nataka kukuona, kuja. So you guys had planned a vacation. And he's here.
And he will attend.
That's the thing. He might love you, but this kid comes first, meaning he'll have to go first and then come and sort you out later. So where do you even draw the line? Where do you know you've crossed the line with your boyfriend? Especially when he starts making that kid a priority most of the time when in that relationship.
So, Mimi, I came nearly cut the relationship. I can't deal with this because the baby came first.
Yeah.
Now, the baby comes with the baby mama. See, it's mtoto anakuja peke yake. You can't tell me umeenda kuona baby mtoto na unaenda unakaa huko hadi saa sita usiku kwani mtoto halali. Mtoto si analala saa moja.
Yaendi kucheza. Yanashinda hapo na nyinyi. Yote imete mnakuwa mkifanya.
Yo.
Ni uongo. You guys think we don't know these things.
Sikia, sasa nilikuwa na mbu. Unanibebaje? Unanibebaje?
I know. How stupid do you think I am? Iyo mtoto mnataka kuniambia ameshinda hapo na nyinyi. All those hours ameshinda hapo. Niyo mtoto amekaa hapo. Definitely you're going to start talking about other things. So talking about how the past was good, what went wrong, anga nini. And then out of nowhere atakuja kukuambia my emotions are distorted.
My emotions are distorted now. Mm. I'm thinking about just going back to the... You know what? Me, I cut the guy off. Nikamwambia, mi siwezani. Mi siwezani kila sana.
At what point did you cut him off? Was it when he started showing you signs of maybe wanting the baby mama back?
No. He didn't show me the signs and the baby mama. But the baby mama was always calling.
Oh. And naezi kosa kuchukua.
But she constantly called. He tried to put an... like a limit, but you know you can't put a limit when a child is involved.
Yeah.
Because you dream daughter may faint, amefanya. So you, at that point is when I said I will never date a man with a child.
Yeah. Because you knew for sure the kid has to come first. It is. Ata mimi hivyo ndio nilijua. I knew for sure. I am a jealous person. Naturally, I get really jealous. But and I don't want to share my man.
Unataka kuingia kwani.
No. Sikuwa nimekubali. I had not accepted. Wait, are we still talking about Saddam? Because I have another experience with someone else.
Not Saddam. Saddam is a dwarf.
Sasa, mimi utaki shide. Nataka emeni. Nataka emeni. Emeni.
Okay, wachana na huyo. Oh, when I this one I didn't even date. I really liked him. I really liked this guy, but I didn't date him.
If
at the end of the day,
a girl here.
Let me tell you, he was really
she
good
can
looking.
Come and tell you like me, like you, you know.
But I knew he had a kid. But then I realized that if I'm to accept being in a relationship with this guy, I'm going to suffer. Cause this kid, I love with the. Problem is, he had confessed to me that he was really, really in love with this woman before. And guess why they broke up?
Mm-mm.
It was because of disrespect. No cheating, no boundaries crossed, no. Like in terms of physical boundaries. The only reason why they're trying to need disrespect. That person still has that person in their heart.
If I come and say, oh, babe, you may change, I'll be respecting you. I will treat you right.
Ivo nataingia to box up wapo. Na wepe, you'll be like nothing. Something that was basically an experience but nothing to him. So at the end of the day, minilijua apa siwezi, apa nitakuwa nimejicheza. Because at the end of the day, I usually believe like having a baby mama, in as much as there's so many reasons as to why people end up having baby daddies, baby mamas, but most of the time unapata they had a substantial relationship broke up.
Yeah.
So most of the time this woman anamuona anasikia some type of way. So I'll always have that insecurity of this man somehow, somewhere.
And also men are weak human beings. Me, I'm not even poleni, lakini men are weak human
beings. No, but they actually accept. Ask any man, they will just tell you outrightly.
They will never refuse.
You know, they use that as an excuse.
Ati, oh, Mimi, I'm a man. It's different.
You know, Ati, that's how we were created. We are attracted to physical, anything that is visual. We are visual beings. No, don't. I hate that excuse.
Hey, Bwana, nahitaji macho ya roho. Maana haya mwili yananidanganya.
I just hate that excuse.
Ati, we are visual beings. Sisi hatuna macho. Macho tunatumia kufanya nini?
Ndio maana kuna respect manzi. Tunakutana in between, in the middle.
Absolutely.
Because even as we see very attractive men, and they're like,
yeah.
Anyway, wacha nirudi kwangu.
I know. But crossing the line basically is something that I think is instinctual. Like, you just know this is something. I don't know. There's a word for it. It's a cognitive thing. You have to know. It's not something utakalishwa ufunzo ati hii hapa ni line au fai kupita hapa ni. There are those boundaries that usually like speak.
People know. Everybody knows. It's just that what wanafanya, what comes to the situation yenye, maybe, for example, me and your boyfriend. If me, for example, I was friends with your boyfriend, and now you start dating and we are friends and you guys wanna break up, how about that situation?
For example, if right now, God forbid, Eric and I broke up.
But me and Eric, we were friends. Like friends before sasa nyinyi mwanze kudate.
I think because I'm really in love with the guy, definitely I don't care how we break up. I will still be angry at you if you decided to stay friends with him. Even though we broke up on mutual terms, I really wouldn't want you to continue being friends with him. Because in my mind, I'll be like, first of all, my friend is hella attractive. Then you're still friends with my ex-boyfriend. What do you mean?
Na tunaenda kuwatch nini? Wanawatch nini? Game gani anakuwa gabtoa?
Arsenal. Arsenal!
Mimi nimekaa hapo na Eric tunawatch Arsenal, tunacheka. Hey. Mimi, I will drag your asshole out. Like, what are you doing?
I know you'd grab me by the hair.
I'm like, Josie, tende tuonge kidogo. Hebu enda home.
Sikutaki hapa. But yeah, I actually get that. I don't think it's right to remain friends with your friend's exes. Because at the end of the day, it becomes very complicated. But then again, get this. I can give a good example. My ex and I broke up on very, very bad terms. His friend was my friend, is my friend, a very close friend. Okay, let's say it this way. We share a best friend, right? We share a best friend. So when we broke up on bad terms, this one had to remain, my friend had to remain friends with him because, of course, walikuwa mabro. That's how exactly do you expect someone to navigate such a very tricky situation?
That's why you don't let your friends date your friends.
I know. Yeah. You don't even know which side to pick. Because at the end of the day, like we said earlier, you have to pick a side. You have no choice but to pick a side. Najua utasema ati, I will keep myself out of that situation, whatever it is.
You can't.
Right?
You have to.
Yeah, you end up picking a side. Especially when one person is wrong and the other person was the victim.
Yeah.
You'll end up picking a side. But how do you navigate that? I feel like this should have like a part two or something. It's broad. It's too wide.
It's wide. People should come in our DMs and say, if you have ever experienced it, or your friend, maybe Rafiki yako sahi, your friend is hanging out with your boyfriend. You don't know. No, wana cheka cheka sending each other.
memes
na reels. Yo.
No, never said. Actually, kwanza ufai kuwa na namba ya boyfriend ya friend yako.
By the way, we didn't speak about that.
What are you doing with your
boyfriend? You're crossing the line.
That is crossing the line. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to have your friend's boyfriend's number or vice versa. You're not supposed to.
No.
Because munongelelea nini? Unless ni situation. Actually, ni situation ka gani?
Hakuna si. Unless mimi, you're not finding me. Ama, I was sick. Remember the time you felt sick?
Yeah.
And then your boyfriend had to call me.
Yeah.
Your situation.
It's different. And that is done. For life and death basis.
Life and death. You're not supposed to have my... What are you doing?
Yeah. I really don't encourage having your friend's partner's number. Mm-hmm. Why? It's not right.
You're but a then fake again, friend.
But that's what we think. Please let us know what you think, because we do have so many opinions in regards to such a situation.
Yeah.
Please let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you think. What you think crossing the line in friendship dynamics means, what it is to you. Have you ever crossed the line? Has your friend ever crossed the line? Let us know. Please share with us via social media, our Instagram.
Yay.
And also comment on our Spotify. But then there's like a spot where you can actually
comment. And also follow.
Yes.
Make sure to share, please, so that we can grow this community together.
Absolutely. And continue having fun together.
Yes, yes.
But this episode has been quite fulfilling.
Very fulfilling. But we have to say our biggest thank you to our producer.
Ooh, Theo. Akko in the background. You can see him, but he's actually dancing around.
He is an amazing.
Is a sound effects mnaskianga? Nye anakuanga mezi engineer. Anakuanga mezi tengeneza fiti.
Panic.
Thank you, Theo. Thank you to our audience. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We do hope to catch you on our next episode.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah.
Other than that, adios.
Bye-bye.